More heavy artillery enters Sudan's capital, Khartoum, brought in by the army to use in battles against the paramilitary rapid support forces. The battle for control of Sudan shows no sign of ending. In this video, released by the army, one of the senior commanders and member of the ruling Sovereignty Council is seen greeting troop members. It comes a day after Sudan's army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, inspected troops at the army headquarters in Khartoum. In a rare public appearance for the general, his third since the conflict began in mid-April. And on the same day, army supporters demonstrated in Port Sudan. They're demanding United Nations envoy Volker Perthes leave, accusing him of interference.
We demand that Volker, the UN envoy, be removed from his position. He is responsible for the conflict because he has contributed to the division and separation of the people in this country.
Both the army and the rapid support forces have claimed control of strategic sites in Khartoum this week. And both insist they have the upper hand. Airstrikes continue in Khartoum, along with heavy artillery fire in residential areas. Street battles have also occurred in many parts of the capital, destroying homes and properties. The two sides have been holding indirect talks in the Saudi city of Jeddah since the beginning of the month, but they failed to agree on a permanent resolution. A series of ceasefires have failed.
Burhan gives a statement that the truce will be from this hour to that hour. The continued air raids and artillery fire is proof that there is more than one decision maker in this crisis, and it's one of the reasons that the hostilities don't end. It proves the lack of will from the Sudanese army.
And for Sudanese, more stalled negotiations mean more uncertainty and more suffering.
People are leaving Khartoum because there's no food, no water, no electricity, and there is very high levels of insecurity. WFP is providing hot meals. WFP will continue to support refugees as and when they arrive. But the future is very bleak for those people. It is bleak for Sudan, and it is bleak for the region.
More than a month into the conflict, the UN says 1 million people have been displaced. They can't go home until the two sides agree to stop fighting. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.